Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, I got to get a little stuff set up here, kind of glasses and all that stuff, but that's okay. I got to minister real quick. Praise the Lord. Brother, could you stand up? Hallelujah. The Lord has showed me that there's walls that's been up between you and whoever. And the Lord wants to break those walls down. And He wants a peace there. And He wants a love. And He wants this godly love to be there, that nothing shows through it but God's love and His blood. And when you look through this, all you see is what He wants you to see. And He will handle everything else that's being done. Praise God.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 That's from God. Hallelujah. Praise your name. It's kind of hard for me to get started here. You know this song we were singing, we're talking about kingdom authority. The Lord is bringing a peace here. And before He can ever start, there's got to be a peace. And I think God is breaking down walls and ideas about one another and situations and things that's been going on in the congregation, in our congregation, because we're all coming together as one. Yeah. And I pray, you know, Brother talked about the big pond there. I think that pond's getting smaller and smaller. And sister, let me tell you, when we come together as this, you know, David says, though 1,000 fall to my left and 10,000 to my right, blessed be the name of the Lord. We're going to take over what God wants us to take over. This is Him pursuing what's going on. It's not our ideas. It's not history. History is gone. I mean, I know there's a great heritage here. Don't get me wrong. But when we stand in spirit, when we stand in the realm that God wants us to stand in, history is gone because His blood covers everything. And man, when we start looking out at what He wants us to see, we'll see it the way He wants you to. And everything will fall. Everything will crumble. We have the same situation at home. I mean, everybody thinks America is just so great, but yet we have the drugs. We have the prostitutes in Atlanta. We have all this going on. It's the same there. But the thing of it is, if we can develop the strength and the peace to where we can step in and minister life the way He wants us, because as was spoken yesterday, it's restoration. It's not revival He's wanting. It's restoration. And that is always. That stays. That is something that God is completing in us. And that's what He wants. Because revival will run 1 week, 2 weeks, or however long. And then everyone goes home and we relax. But when He starts restoring the gifts, the knowledge, walking in a realm of life He wants you to walk in, that is a lifestyle. That is what He wants in every one of us. So if you would, I want to read something that I looked up, but I'm going to read a verse of Scripture to you first, which is in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. And I'm going to be skipping around here too, so you guys, I want to hear these pages moving. Praise God. Glory be to God. But this is the verse of Scripture, and then I'm going to skip back. But I want you to receive this with your spirit this morning, because it's time for the people's ears to tingle. As in the day of Samuel, this is a time that God wants your ears to tingle. And don't look at who's up on this podium. Don't even pay any attention to that. You hear the Word of God. And when that Word touches you, you will move out on what you're hearing. See, God wants us to see. He wants us to see the Word the way He's planned it for all this time. And now, this is the new time. This is high time that we receive what God has for us. Now listen to this, and then I'm going to read to you what I looked up on this. This is so magnificent, it's beautiful. Hebrews 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, glory be to God, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience. You hear what I'm saying? Purge all that old junk that's in your mind. Get rid of it today. And why am I saying this? What has Pastor been teaching on? Because we're in a new order, people. This is a new order. I'm not saying this word is changing. I'm saying He's having to change us from wallowing in this dust to where you can't breathe nothing but junk and bring us up into a realm of life. He's got you in a lifestyle now that's going to be completely different from this week on the rest of your life. It has changed. Everything has changed. Listen at this. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm just so excited. Purge your conscience from dead works to serving the living God. Now listen at this, and I went over this. It says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot or blemish. Now listen to this. And this is your eternal salvation that God has planned for you, to give you, for you to walk in. Listen to what this word is now, and listen very closely. Eternal is lasting forever. Okay, up until this day, we've wallowed around in religion and what we thought was right. But now God is bringing us to a place in Him to where we're walking in an order, in a king-priestly order. This is an order of life for you. It's not something we're going to pick up today and it's gone tomorrow. But how do you do it? It becomes your lifestyle. If you exercise, you get up, you jog around every morning, you get up and do some push-ups or something, you get used to doing that, and that's the way of life for you. This is our life. You know what? Because we are becoming the Word. Do you hear what I'm saying? Sure. You read, but you know what? The Lord has sort of trained us under my pastor's authority to not just set up a message or a sermon. He has trained us to get into the Word, and whatever day comes around, we have to be prepared to minister in it. Amen. See, it's no longer that you read, well, Jesus was born here and there and that. It's Jesus is born in you. You are the hope of glory in this time. Sure, Jesus was here, but He's died and He's left this Spirit to dwell and move around within a people. And we are this people. You have to walk this out. You have to receive what God is saying to you this morning. There's no time for playing around anymore. Listen at this. Lasting forever. The eternal salvation you have, every person in the sound of my voice this morning has an eternal salvation that is going to last forever. So what is that doing? Listen, this is what it does. Without beginning or end. Always existing. Gosh, opposed to temporal. Now that hit me hard because, you know, I move around, I work, I do this and that. But what do? I trust in Him. I put my thought pattern into the realm of spirit, and then God controls everything He wants to control. When I come out of it and get back into the temporal, I'm doing what Sammy wants to do. And that's not what He's wanting. He wants us to step in and step out. Soon as something happens to us that we don't like it, my wife says something to me and it gets to me, I got to step right out of that thing. Yeah. Say, Lord, You're in control. And as soon as I do it, His grace is sufficient for everything that's just happened. His grace is sufficient. Do you hear what I'm saying? His grace is sufficient for everything we're thinking right now. For the thoughts that are not what He wants you to think. For the things that have happened to us. For the things that my brother and I just shared that no one knows but Him and God. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is how God operates. And this is what He wants us to do. Listen to this. Glory be to God. Eternal life, perpetual, ceaseless. This eternal salvation we have is ceaseless. Amen. Let me tell you what. We're in a body. Sure, we see this carnal body and everything. But what is within you? It is the Spirit that was on the cross. Gosh, there's nothing happening to that Spirit. To tell you the truth, it's getting more powerful every day. It's because why? Because there's a people that's walking in this order. There's a people that's saying, all this religion that I've been in, I'm tired of it. I'm ready to receive life and life more abundantly. And when we start walking in this abundant life, the Lord is going to open doors. He is going to reveal the Word and you're going to say, gosh, I never saw this before like this. But I'm seeing it now. Go ahead, Lord, I'm ready. And then, man, you will step out and Doncaster will just be a little step for us to walk through. Because let me tell you what, when He gives you that rod to rule with, it's a rod of authority. And when you walk through this town, guys, let me tell you what, that's going to be nothing. Because what? He ministers before you. His ministering spirit. It says, we're compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. All the ones that's gone on to be with God, all Paul, all the apostles, the prophets, and even bringing up into this day and time are the members of our families that have died in Christ. They're sitting up here saying, come on, it's time for you to let this Word be revealed in you. It's time for you to receive life to where you can share the life on earth. I had to go be here to where I could get you going. And He don't want us to go anywhere. He wants us to stay right where we're at because He wants us to hear what He's saying. Listen at this. Enduring, immutable, eternal principles existing outside of all relations of time. Boy, we're nailed to this, aren't we? Everything we do is straight by the book. That's our book. You know, we ought to throw these watches away, but we can do it. We can do it because when you start walking in a realm of spirit, you know what? If it takes you to minister to somebody and you got to be at work, God will stop that clock. You know what? We had been thinking so carnal and so normal for so long, but God says, this is the week. This is the day. This is a new day in Him. And I'm telling you what, I'm so excited for our people, and I am so excited for you people, because let me tell you, age has no thing here. I'm fixing to share something with you about a young little man that listened to God. His mom listened to God, and when he was born, he was brought up, and the Lord anointed what he did. And this is just a small fellow. But you know what? God deals with everyone the same way if they're here. If they're here. He's no respecter of person. He'll do what he has to do. And he'll, as my brother said last night, he says, I don't want any rocks ministering for me. I'm going to be the one to do this. So you have to hear what he's saying here. Listen to this. It says, existing outside of all relation of time and not subject to change. Let me tell you, when we come back, very soon, I figure, hey, you know what? I'm going to see the same people here because this is God's desire. And there's going to be more because we're going to start walking in restoration. Not revival. Not revival. We're going to be restored. He is restoring kingdom authority. He is restoring the power that He walked in on this earth as the Christ, as Jesus the Christ. The Christ, the anointing is within us. We have what He wants us to have. Now it's time for us to enjoy it. I'm not saying you got to get it. I'm saying it's time. How did you get the Holy Ghost? Was it something that you had to fight for? I thought it was at first. And then a brother come up and say, man, what are you struggling so hard for? I was down at the altar every day reading my Bible. Lord, I got to get the Holy Ghost. What's wrong? What's wrong? And the brother said, man, this is a gift. He told me where to go read. I read it that night. Lord, just blessed me with the Holy Ghost. So see, all of it should be that easy. It seriously, walking in this realm of spirit should be that easy for us. But why? We've developed a roadblock right in here. And it's right here. It says, this is enmity against what God is. This mind is enmity against Him. There's no life there. But there is life in what He's done for us. Because once we start looking through the blood, as I shared with my brother over here, we see everything the way God wants us to see it. And as Brother McCurry said, we see as He sees. Glory be to God. That is my excited idea for everybody that's in here this morning, is for us to see how He wants us to see. If you were, please turn with me to, got my notes here, guys. I got to still use them, but I want to turn to John. Yes. John chapter 14. I think that's where I'm at. Excuse me one second. You know I take notes, right? I tell you what. I can't find them. Be patient, please. Ah, yes. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I'll tell you what. I'm going to have to go without them. Praise the Lord. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And what are we saying about the commandments? What are our commandments? I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments. I'm talking about the commandment that God is giving us right now. He is bringing us into a place right now to where He wants us to hear. And it's got to be on an individual basis. But you know what? We come collectively together, but He wants us to hear everyone. Because I notice everyone I talk to, such passion in the way you people speak about stuff. And so we all have different personalities. And that's the thing. God's going to use each one of us in a different place, on our works, on our jobs, everywhere we go, at McDonald's, at Burger King. He's going to do what He has to do. And I tell you what, I'm so excited about that because He wants us to realize that the commandment is the love commandment. Listen to this. He it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And see, we got to realize in this day and time that Father ministry is what's teaching this end time message. It's what's teaching us to walk as sons. There's not a lot of ministry on this earth that is telling us we have to come into the higher place. We have to walk in that realm of life that God has designed for us. But I tell you, I thank God that we have fathers on this earth. And our pastor, and Apostle McCurry, is one of the fathers that has been directing this for 50 years. He is directing the people. And it's just not this group. It's people all over the world that's hearing this word. But you know what? We're all joined together in this one living spirit. And that's what's so exciting about it. And that's what the power is. That's where the power is. Listen at this. Praise your name. And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Praise God. There is such a manifestation of the Spirit that is coming through us and coming out of us. And I'm just learning so much new, and I'm saying, Lord, how can we get all this? It's just so hard for me to fathom it. You just have to stop. And you have to pray and you say, Lord, you show me. As Isaiah said, line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little, there a little. We can't get it all at one time. Once you get the tapes of this week, as Brother Andrew said, you got to listen over them. You got to listen to them two or three times. And then you'll catch something new every time. Because I need these tapes. I need them to study. I need them to get into the place to where every time on my past job that I worked on, right before this, the Lord was. We got a word, and the word said that we would minister to the nations. And I said, "Glory be to God! How are we going to do this? You know, when am I going, Lord?" Well, He set me on a job in Gainesville, Georgia, where I was supervisor over a paint department, and I had Vietnamese, Chinese, and Mexican people. So you know, I didn't even have to leave my backyard. Do you see what I'm saying? And we look at what God's doing and we say, you know, how are you going to do this, Father? He can turn it around and make it look so simple. We have looked through our eyes so long at what has happened to us and situations, and we have taken problems and things in our lives and made walls out of them, made such junk out of them. And God wants to remove that. Because when we start looking by the grace of God, His grace is sufficient. Everything will be different. Listen, this is so beautiful here. It says, I'm going to skip down to verse 23. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. The whole key of it all is love. And see, we're going to be aboded. We're going to be encamped. We're going to become just like he is. See, because when Jesus died on the cross and was crucified, he went straight to hell. He took the keys of authority with him. And these were keys to the kingdom, where no one can write a book and say, this is point A, point B, point C, and now you're glorified. See, God's making this thing to where you've got to get in here. It's got to be revealed to you by the Spirit. And there cannot be a blueprint made on this. But this is right here. And each one of us, God is glorifying us today. He is taking each one of us and making us what He wants us to be. And everyone is, I'm different. We're all different, but we come together in love, in the Spirit of God, and we're all one family. So I tell you, I mean, I had two twin brothers. They were almost exact, but I could tell them apart. See, our Father tells us apart. He looks on us, and even though we're all different faces here, He looks on us down through the blood that was shed, and He says, this is my people and who I'm very pleased with. He loves us this morning. Listen at this. He loves us so much, and I just praise Him for it. It says, if a man love me, he will keep my words. That's the key there. He will keep my words, and my Father will and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Yes. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. Now that's the key. Get into the Word and study this Word. And I tell you, the Spirit will reveal it to you. There's sometimes GC has called us out, and you know, we weren't expecting nothing, and he said, brother, it's your turn. And you know, you're not ready. You know, you haven't studied. You know, hey, give me a little insight here. You know, give me a chance to go and sit down and pray and do it. No. So what do? You go to the Word, and like GC says, a thought comes. And the thought, if we're walking where we're walking, which we're, you heard what I said, if we're walking where we're walking, is from Him. And then that Word settles in here, and He'll give you the words. See, you cannot compromise with a Word like that. You cannot make a copy of that. That is from God. And seeing that's how He's revealing His Word to us today. And if we can receive it that way, that's when we step out in this kingdom authority. What is that? Love, peace, and joy in spirit. In the Spirit, see? Gosh, we're moving in the Spirit now. We're doing exactly as what God has called us to do. And we can hear. He says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. As my sister said this morning, there's so many different churches. Well, let me tell you what. We're going to be start hearing here. Our pastors that were here last night, the seed was planted. See, that was the beginning of this roadmap that is starting here this week. Those brothers heard a word of life, and that word was seeded into them. Now they're going out and they're going to say, man, I heard something. I heard something. Because see, when the Holy Spirit starts dealing with you and moving on you, you're going to step out and you've got to talk about it. You've got to share that. I mean, we sat down last night after the services, the brothers, and what next? What is the Holy Spirit going to do next? He's going to do what He wants to do. And nothing is going to stop it. Now, if you want to sit there and not hear, that's fine. But I'm going to tell you what, you're going to be saddened because you're going to be sitting in the back and people that's going to be sitting up front, these young people are going to start hearing a word. They're going to start speaking. They're going to start prophesying. And they're going to do it the way that God commanded it to be. And that's by the love of Jesus. That's where it all begins, people. This thing is not very hard. A lot of preachers want to make it something that you can't understand because they want to write a book about it. But praise God, the book has been written. The book has been written, okay? And I thank God that we stand in a realm of life this morning. You and I are life. We are subject to hear what He's saying to us. Listen to this word. Praise Your name, Father. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. And I'm going to tell you one thing right now. This is a key here. It says, listen now, it says, the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. See, this is not their ministry. This is not your ministry. You know what I'm saying? This is His ministry. What we're doing here today is His business. And see, that's the way that you regulate what God is saying. Because you put it in perspective the way it's supposed to be, and you'll never want to give yourself any glory over anything. And I praise God that a lot of people, they want to pray for somebody and shake their hand and let's let everybody see what's going on. But you know what? God is bringing us into a place of compassion. And a place of peace to where as the apostles walked by and their shadows just healed. And they just kept walking. Because they know who got the glory for it. See, that's the realm, y'all. That is the realm and the attitude that God has got this people in here today. I want y'all to be comfortable in what God is saying to us this morning. Because what He's saying to us is a little different. It's a little new, but you know what? It's the same Word. Why? It's because He's revealing His Word in this end time for people to have the power and the strength and the knowledge in Him to do what He wants. And that's take this world back into the kingdom. Because what's He doing? He's coming to receive a kingdom. We're not flying off to Him. He's coming down here. And He's saying, let me tell you something. You're going to be prepared. Because like I said a while ago, He's going to have us ruling. And you're going to have to be set up here, here, and in the body to do what His bidding is. And how is that? That's in the way that He's teaching us right here this morning. Listen to this. It says, He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But listen, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things. Listen at this, people. This is the key of this is another key here. So many keys the Lord is showing. It says, He shall teach you all things. And I'm talking about spiritually. I'm talking about He's going to give you everything to equip you, if it's body, soul, or spirit, to do what His bidding is on this earth. And I'm going to tell you what. Hey guys, when we go downtown, you know, we've been hearing that where we're getting off at after the train ride is sort of a bad spot. You know what? We just send ministering spirits before us. Because if we do not have that faith and that trust in God, what are we doing? And you know, and I thank God for telling us, because we have to be awake. We have to see what's going on in the world. But you know what? We're not of the world. Glory be to God. When we walk down the street, there's a covering over us. You know, there's a covering around God's people, and we have to believe that and we have to walk in it. Praise His name. Listen to this. It says, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. All things. What do you mean all things? Everything that you need to minister this word of life, He's going to bring it to your remembrance. How do you do it? The only way you can do it is ask the Father to bless you with truth. And as He blesses you with this truth, you walk this out. And then you say, well, I don't have anything. Well, He'll put it in your heart. He'll give it to you. Because just now, everything that I'm teaching right here is nothing on what I was going to teach on. I'm serious, you know. And the thing of it is, GC has tried to teach us, guys, when you get up, be ready. Just be ready, and the Spirit will guide you in the direction. And I felt like the Lord wanted me to go in the direction I'd been studying all night till 1:30 last night and this morning. Okay? So all that staying awake last night and studying so hard, the Lord said, you see, you could have slept, and I was going to give it to you anyway. But I am honest. I am honest, right? I'm being honest. And that's what God wants. Because the Comforter will show us what He wants for us. And you know what? We have to learn to walk in that realm, don't we, brother? You have the word tonight, brother. That was so cool. I tell you, Andrew, lock that door. Brother, you have the word. Shh, he's not in here. That was so funny. Praise the Lord. Let me go ahead on here. It's so beautiful. But listen, it says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I said unto you. Now listen, because this is the whole key. Peace I leave with you. From the very beginning, He left this peace for this people. He left this peace before this world was ever designed for you to walk in. And once you walk in that peace, the doors are open for you to receive anything He has. Amen. And I praise God, because see, we can break the walls down then when we have that peace. Amen. Let me tell you, if you don't have peace in your life, you can't minister to anybody. And I'm not talking about my peace. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Sister, your heart's never going to be troubled again. Praise God in the name of Jesus. It's done. It's finished. See how God works? I mean, and this is the realm that the Lord wants us to walk in. Sure, we're not going to be able to step out and minister in spirit as Pastor McCurry does. it takes a little time, but you know what? If you're dedicated to Him in this end time, He's going to make a quick work of it. Yeah. Sister, He'll be letting you do this very soon. Praise God, He'll let us all do it. He'll let us walk in that light. And the light is allowing the Spirit to minister life to you. Listen at this. Praise Your name, Father. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I." Listen at this. Everybody that's gone on to be with the Lord, they're saying the same thing at this very moment for all of us. Because why? Because they've sat and encamped about the Father's table. They know everything that He wants them to know now. And they're saying, Lord, gosh, Lord, just give it to them. Let them have it, because they got to have it in this time to minister to the world that's lost, to the prostitutes, to the ones that are drug addicts, to the ones with AIDS. You know, I've always, years ago, I used to say, man, I couldn't touch a guy, somebody with AIDS for nothing. But boy, when the Spirit of God got on me, I've wrapped my arms around him and hugged him and kissed him and said, the Lord loves you. See, when we get in spirit, there's a protection there. There's a guidance there. There's a love. There's truth. And when you walk in truth, nothing can touch you. See, when you walk in truth, nothing can touch you. And I praise God for this. Listen to what He says. He says, "And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you. Listen at this. Now this is the scripture I wanted to get to. It says, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me." Now let me tell you something, guys. Do you see that? I want y'all to hear that. The prince of this world, which is a liar and he's been defeated, and that's all he is a lie in this world. And you know what? It says, he hath nothing in us. Let me tell you something, people. We are an authority people today. Why? Because not of who I am, not of what I am. It's because of that blood that was shed. And then once He went and sat at the right hand of the Father, He said, Father, we're going to send the Holy Spirit to minister to everybody that needs this. And when He did, He sent it to them. And now what do we have? The prince of this world has nothing in us. Now that's what the Scripture says, my friends. Every one of you at the sound of my voice have to hear what the Word says this morning, because He has nothing in you. Listen at this. Praise God. It says, "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do, arise, let us go hence." What did He say? He's saying for us to get up off our butts and for us to step out. And let me tell you, as GC's taught us, He says, don't go downtown and try and win the world. Let's start where we need to start first. And where is that? That's in our homes and in our local assemblies. And once we contain that for God, once we set this up the way the Spirit wants this to be done, that's when we go out in twos and threes, not by ourselves. We can't battle this thing. One person cannot go out and battle this thing. You can try, but let me tell you what, it's going to be a rough road. But when we go in twos and we go in a group that God has planned for them to move, that's when the Lord will show. That's when the peace will show out. That's when that compassion will move, because where two or more are joined, in the middle is Him. And He's going to bless us with everything we need. I want to go real quick to Samuel chapter 3. Praise God. He sent me one way and then He gave me my remembrance back. Samuel chapter 3. Okay, I'm going to start in the latter part, and then I'm going to read a little bit more towards the first part of it and share with you about this. Samuel, 1 Samuel 3. Verse 17. And he said, "What is the thing that the Lord hath done unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And this was, I sort of went down too far, but this was Samuel when the Lord was showing him and talking to him, and Eli was saying, tell me, what was God saying to you? And see, that's what the world is saying right now, because there's systems out there, as Eli and his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, they were taken from the children of Israel, they were stealing from them, and if they wouldn't give it to them, they threatened them. Well, see, that's the way this worldly system is now. It tries to take things from you. There are systems set up that are not of God. But let me tell you what. Listen what this says here. Listen at verse 1 in chapter 3. It says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. See, people, you and I are the people of God that He's destined to walk out this sonship. That He's destined to walk out this Melchizedek order. And let me tell you, we're all around all the ministries, all the churches, all this history that's here. But I'm telling you what, guys, we're in a new realm of life. What did this say here? It says, and the child Samuel, young people, if the Lord ministers to you, if He talks to you, don't sit there. You share with your mom and your dad, or you just get up and speak before the Lord, because that's God's plan for us. He wants these young people to minister and hear this word just as effectively. He wants you guys to get up and move out, because you're so innocent. You're so precious to the Father. And He wants you to hear what He's saying as much as He does any of us. Listen, it says, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. We are ministering unto the Father in the realm He wants us in before all that's going on around us, Andrew. And I praise God for it, because people are hearing. People are being touched by the Word of God. It says, now listen, it says, and the Word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. Praise God. What is the Lord doing for us in this day and time? People, He is opening our eyes. He is bringing a vision of life to us. He is showing us this Melchizedek company, that He wants to walk in this realm, and He wants you to receive it now. It's yours. You see the Scripture right here? He's opening Old Testament Scriptures to us to be revealed in this end time now. This was first in the natural, but now we're going to move out in the Spirit, brother. We're going to step out in the Spirit, and we're going to take hold of what God has planned for us to take. Listen to this. It says, And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim. The church world, the traditions of this world, have made the word of God of none effect. It has waxed over their eyes to where they can't see and hear. Praise God, and I thank the Lord that we're walking in a realm of life today to where He's opening everything forth. If you just want it, if you want it today, praise God, if you want it, the Lord is going to give you the desires of your heart. It is completely up to you. I can't do it for you, Pastor McCurry. The pastor cannot do this for you. It's up to you. So if you want it, receive what God has for you today. It says, and it came to pass that time, when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. The worldly systems cannot see what God is doing. They're putting their emphasis on numbers, on social activities in the bodies, and on money. And thank God He has trained us and He is teaching us. We haven't got there yet, but praise God He's teaching us. My checkbook now, I mean, I've been without work for, I guess, maybe 3 or 4 weeks now. And you know what? The Lord has supplied every need. The Lord has allowed us to come on this trip, and the Lord has blessed me to give offerings the way God wants them. And you know what? You know why I do that? Because of what my pastor has trained me in. I'm walking this thing by faith. If I walk it by my wallet and what I think, you might as well forget it, man. I'm broke. But in Him I have the riches of glory. In Him I have everything I need. So I want you to believe that God will do this for you, because He's working this out in us. And that's a very hard thing for my wife and I, because this is the first time I've been out of work, I guess, in 25 years. But golly, have I not just learned some things during this time? I've learned that, Sammy, it's time for you to completely trust in me. Because if I send you to the Philippines, what are you going to do? If I send you to Colombia, what are you going to do? What are you going to be sustained on? Your wallet's not going to work for you. Your pocketbook's not going with you. The credit card's not going to work in the Philippines. Praise God. So what am I going to depend on? I'm going to stand on this word of life. This word is real. I tell you what, folks, I've never been so excited and so thankful that my Father is revealing a word of life to us. I tell you what, I could have everything in the world, and if I didn't have this word, I'd be a very sad person. And I thank God that I've come to you because you are the ones that are drawing this word out of us. See, that's the key. Andrew, that's the key. We draw from one another and we nurture one another. That is life and life more abundantly there. That is the abundant life He wants us to walk in. I can hug one of my brothers and sisters, and I was telling my wife last night as we was leaving, and I was hugging some of the ladies and they were just kissing me on the cheek, and I was just saying, God, your love is so wonderful. It was just like angels were just hugging and kissing me, and I'm saying, this is the way God's people should be. We should love each other as a family. This is a family way of doing stuff. Listen to what the Word says. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord. See, did you hear that? It says, and the lamp of the Lord went out. The lamp of God went out. What has happened out here? What has happened in the world? They have lost that light. They have truly lost that light. They think they have a light. You know, and I was talking to my pastor too about areas and people being turned over to a reprobate mind. You know, there's so many ministries and denominations that have believed in their tradition that's what they believe. Instead of believing the true blood covenant that the Lord has set in place for us. Glory be to God. I thank Him for this covenant. And you know what? We're covenanted together in the blood as a body. And you folks are just as welcome to come to America and stay on the grounds. And it won't cost you nothing. You come over there and you'll be blessed. And Brother Andrew will tell you about it. Because we'll sit around in the fellowship hall, and even after the services, that's when the real services get going. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's so beautiful, because God's Word is life. This Word is life, and we encamp in it. We encamp about it. And my brother, the elders in this body have grown so much. I mean, we have been through a lot. We have left a church and started a church in my brother's garage. We were having services in his garage, and the Lord has blessed us with a facility that is just magnificent to us. It might not be the greatest facility in the world, but it is to us. Because why? It's a training center. It is a center that is going to teach people how to respond to God. It is a center that's going to show people what the Spirit is going to do in their lives if they'll just open the door to Him. And this is what has happened here. The light has gone out in the world, people, but the Lord is drawing us together for a reason. And you and I are that reason. He has drawn us together, and all we have to do is have an ear. And you can't hear with this flapper, but we can hear what the Spirit says to us if we'll open our hearts. Glory be to God. Let's go on down here. It says, and the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. And Samuel was laid down to sleep. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. The Lord is calling us today. He's calling every one of us to come into this place that this little boy was fixing to come into. Isn't it neat that he used just a little kid, a small young fellow? And I just admire God. I mean, we see so many things where he says, forsake not the little ones to come to me. Because as Brother McCurry was using the example of his pastor friend from England, it was his son that was prophesying to him. Glory be to God. If we can get our hearts and our minds and spirits in a place of compassion, God will show us what He wants for us. And for us, after we get it, that's when we footstep it out into where we're supposed to use it. But we have to hear. We have to see. And this people here had lost out. But listen, it says, that the Lord called Samuel and he answered, here am I. People, I want you to say, here am I this morning. He wants you to say, here am I. He wants to touch you. He wants to give you this word of life, and He wants to instill a new way for you to receive everything He's got for you. Everything. Everything. That's what we went over here this morning. Everything. And it says, and he ran unto Eli and said, here am I. He ran into old order. He ran into the church and said, here am I. What do you want me to do? For thou callest me. And they're calling us. We might not hear that voice literally right now, but God is going to instill that within us. They're going to be calling us. And you know what? We're in a training place right now. So every one of us together, my whole family here, my whole family is being trained. You're being trained at the realm, at the place you're at. Every one of us is being trained at the place we're at right now. And why? Because this is God's designated day. Let me tell you, I am excited. I am so excited. I thought I was going to get up here and shout and preach, but the Lord said, no, it's just a time just to teach and intertwine with everybody and do what I want you to do. So I'm just being very pleasant and comfortable and trying to keep myself from getting excited. Glory be to God. Listen to this. This is so wonderful. It says, and the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I called not, my son. Lie down again. And that's what the old order is doing. They can't hear no more. They can't hear and see what's going on in the real, true spirit life. That's why we have to be prepared and hear. And listen to this. And the Lord called Samuel again at the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Now, you know, it took him a little bit of time, but he finally woke up and he heard. He said, he said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt speak. Lord, for thy servant heareth. Every one of us this morning, at the sound of my voice, are servants unto the Father. And I just praise God. I tell you, that was my daughter that got up and spoke last night. It's the first time that I've ever seen her really just move out like that. And you know, it took so much for her, but let me tell you, we don't have any time to waste. And I'm just so excited. Because you know what? When I saw that, I said, Lord, you've got so much for her, but yet you've got a line I've got to walk by. Because look at the examples people were setting. We have examples in our lives. There are your sons and daughters and everyone that comes in contact with you. If you do not stand where God has anointed you to stand, what's going to happen? Your young ones, all our children. I mean, if I have not set the godly example before her, she may not have heard what God said to her last night. And I thank God for it. I just sit back there and weep. I weep. What is more important than that? There is nothing more important than to hear what God is saying. And I praise God because this people, this Samuel company, is hearing what God is saying. You know what? This old order around us, and there were some sitting in the back last night that were just here to see what was going on, just to check it out. But there were others that were wanting to be ministered to. Okay? And I thank God that we in spirit see that, and we're not going to subject nobody to anything. We're going to be very careful with what we say. But in our family, we can speak openly because I know that you understand what I'm saying. And when I explain that to you, I do it as a servant of the Lord. I don't do it as somebody sitting up there high and mighty. See, that's God's plan for us. That's why my pastor, I went to a conference with him in Pittsburgh one year. And after the services, they had a big area where everybody would eat. And the table, one table was set up just for ministry. Well, GC would sit at the head of the table, and after everybody eat, all the ministers would shoot over and just, oh man, that's when the anointing really got a hold of him. And we would sit there and just hear and listen. But after that year, he cut that out because he didn't want anyone to feel that they were any better or any less. And after that year, he started sitting at every table. And if they wanted to camp about that table, that was fine. But see, he did not want them to think that he was ruler over anything or anybody. And that's the ministry that he is instilling in us because God has ordained it to be that way. And I'm not saying it's the man. I'm saying it's the order God has set up. And I thank him for it. My brother Fred, gosh, man, let me tell you, growth, such power, such strength, and it's God. Because if you know Fred, Fred is such a sweet, I mean, a heartfelt person. Somebody could boo at him and he just, I mean, you know, that's just the kind of guy he is. He's so mildly mannered. But let me tell you what, he is developing a boldness. And my brother over here, been saved since April, and got up last night and read what he did. You know, let me tell you what, folks, there are angels encamped about. Okay? And we minister to them, but yet they're ministering to us. They are there for our service. So let me tell you, when we step out and do the things we have to do, God is going to anoint us. God is going to direct us, and there are ones going in front of us to pave the way. Amen. Praise God. Listen, what this little Samuel, this little young guy is so exciting, y'all. It says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel..." Well, let me go on down. It says, "And the Lord came and stood and called as at the other time, 'Samuel, Samuel.' Then Samuel answered, 'Speak, for thy servant heareth. Speak, Lord, we're hearing you this day.' And the Lord said to Samuel, 'Behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of every one that heareth, it shall tingle.'" Praise God this morning. Folks, I want your ears to start tingling this week, and I don't want them to stop. Amen. You get home, I want you to pick your word up, I want you to get into it, and I want you to let the Lord reveal what He has for you. Amen. And GC can't do it, I can't do it, Fred can't do it, Andrew can't do it for you, but you got to do it yourself. And man, let me tell you what, and we want to hear reports of Andrew saying, "Hey man, these guys are calling me all the time wanting to know about this, wanting to know about that." Praise God. That's what God wants. That's what He wants out of us. Because on my way back from Pittsburgh, Mary Rose and I picked His brain. We drove all the way back from Pittsburgh to Atlanta, and we didn't give Him no rest. We asked Him about everything that we could think of. This was right before Him and Mary Rose got married. And I tell you what, man, since then, the Lord has directed us. He has guided us. He has showed us what He wanted. And I tell you what, my sister is sitting in the heavenlies right now. And she's looking down on this because she wanted to be here. She wanted to be here so bad. But you know what? All we have to do is think about her. Isn't that right, Alicia? And she's right here with us, buddy. And let me tell you what, I know there's a dance going on in heaven right now. She is dancing because she is excited with what's happening here. God is excited about what's going on. People, there is a word that's coming forth in this day, and we have to receive it. We have to stand on it, and we have to do what God has called us out to do. And if y'all want me to quit, you tell me, but I'm going ahead on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You tell me when. All right. Let me get to the end of this chapter. Hallelujah. Listen to this. But listen. Verse 11 says, "And the Lord said to Samuel, 'Behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli.'" See, listen, do you hear what he said? Now, what was Eli? Who is Eli? Eli's that old order out there that's not hearing. It's where the light has went out. There's no fire there. There's no light there no more. And it says, listen what he says. It says, excuse me, "In that day I will perform against Eli." Now, I'm not saying this, people. This is God that said this. First the natural and then the spiritual. Where are we walking now? What is God going to do? The ones that are not walking in life, the ones that have not opened up their heart to truth, God is going to do against them. Lord, have mercy. Please listen to what I'm saying here, because He wants us to be prepared. It says, "In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end." Praise the Lord. I could go on, but I'm not. My pastor said, "Hold up." So I will. But, there's always a but there in there, Andrew. Hallelujah. But listen to me.
But you're going
to
say that.
But listen to me. I just wanted to share that with you. I had a bunch of other stuff, but... But the testimonies that the Lord is blessing us with, that's life. That is the life that God has designated for every one of us. But I want you to know, this light is just starting here. This fire is burning strong. And God is directing us. He is opening our hearts to His Spirit. And if you'll just hear what the Lord is saying to you individually, when we come together collectively, Andrew, nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. This town will be taken over. And the glory of God and the blood will be shed over that area. And we stand on that word. Man, you know what? We're encamped about. And they're just saying, go ahead. Go ahead, take it over. Because that's my plan for you. And that's what I want you to do. I just want to thank you very much for letting us come and be a part of your family here. And being a part of this ministry. Because that's what we are. And we need to get our tapes because we want to go over them. And I just pray that every one of you pray for us and that God will direct us in the path that we have to go down. I love you and thank you very much. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Samuel sits at a table on his own. Those of you that want to hear the rest of the message can go and sit with them. Okay? Finish up later around lunch.
Yes,
okay?
Yes, that's good.
Praise God. We're going to break immediately for tea and coffee, quickly. A 15-minute break, and we'll come back and carry on. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.